We just got a 4-star Google review.
Four.
Our intro music. But they said it's time for some jazz, so I think we would have gotten 5 stars if you're rotating a jazz track every now and then.
Well, jazz has so many different sounds. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
It has to be some jazz I like.
Can't please them all.
Dixie jazz.
Dixie jazz. Yep. Preservation Hall. Yeah.
Somebody to talk like this.
There you go.
Hey, I have a couple text questions. Rosie, let me throw them at you here.
Sure.
So this is from a text, and this is from Kelly. And I don't know if it's a girl Kelly or a boy Kelly, but they figured out that if you text, you can actually ask 2 questions. So one of the questions is, they have two fairly new refrigerators, and they went bad, like, right in close amount of time. So they're thinking maybe it's energy, with the power outages, maybe that's kind of done them in. Is that, you think that's
could
possible?
Could be. I mean, every time you have a power outage and the utility company has to re-energize that neighborhood, you're hit with a surge.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally it will take out compressors, air conditioning compressors, refrigerator compressors. It's one of the reasons I tell people every home should have a whole house surge protector put on it. People buy at their neighborhood drugstore or neighborhood hardware store these strip surge protectors. Folks, those are a huge source of artificial security. They don't respond fast enough, nor are they capable of handling anything significant enough. You need to be able to capture the surge before it ever enters your house. Whole house surge protection is mounted out at the electrical panel where your electricity first comes in the house. And it triggers within a nanosecond, 1/1,000,000th of a second. So no surge ever gets into your house at all. People ask me, sounds like good, reasonable protection. How much does something like that cost? You can protect every refrigerator, every air conditioning unit, every television, every piece of your electronic equipment, all of your computers, all of your data. You can protect everything in the whole house forever for less than $500 with a whole house surge protector mounted at the panel. I would have an electrician check that circuit. Put a circuit recorder on it, see if it's experiencing surges without power outages. If these outages of refrigerators coincide close to power outages, I would say it was probably a power-up surge. And the only thing that can protect you from that is whole house energy, whole house surge protection.
Now, every home should be built with a surge protector. I agree. But I would also think if it was a result of power surges, because it's a new home, only 2 years old, that they would be experiencing this with more than just the refrigerator.
It could.
So
well,
have them check that line, make sure we've got the proper gauge running to it, that the breaker's operating correctly. See if we can't dial in as well on that one specific line.
Good point. Okay, you ready for question number 2?
Okay.
Now, this is a long one, so I have to say, a lot of times people call me and say, oh, I don't want to go on air, but I can't answer the next question. So if you just leave me one question and it generates more questions with Rosie or Romy,
right,
it really doesn't do you much good. And you know what? Have you ever heard Rosie be rude to anyone? No, like never, or Romy. So just call in and join the conversation. We don't beat you up. We find you all the good information you need.
Our guest last hour was worried that her sons were going to call in and prank call her. So don't. We could retire if we'd have gotten $100 from everyone that's told us they were going to call in and prank call. No one ever follows through on that.
Well, the only one would be Rennie, your brother, Rosie. But he gets me every now and again. Okay, so I'm gonna give you this as I see it, okay? So it's
Rwanda versus...
what was that?
He made a paper mache sculpture of a moose fighting a gorilla, and he named it Rwanda versus Montana, and he wanted to know how to exterior light it.
That's so
random. Teresa and the kids must have been gone that day, like he was bored or something. So anyway, this caller just built a home, finished construction on a custom build. Congratulations. Up north Surprise area. Although I did a 40-pound carbon filter and soft water system, I was wondering if I should do a UV sanitizer on the water surface into the home. We are on a shared well. Just us on it currently, but it's an above-ground storage system with a massive black abs or poly tank. Does bacteria grow in these tanks? Also, should I bury the storage tank to cool the water or shade it somehow? Maybe paint it from black to white would cool the water?
Well, first question, I have an above-ground tank as well. And I will tell you, I don't experience a lot of hot water. The size of the tank is so big that usually I hardly ever notice a difference in the temperature. And I prefer the above under the below ground because at some point, something's going to go wrong. And that's a pretty massive increase to your maintenance bill when you've got to start digging out the tank. If you feel that the water is hotter at your home and you're trying to cool that shade, I would look at doing some kind of trellis. Trellis isn't the right word, but like you did with the rebar on the block wall of your home.
I call it a trellis.
You do? Okay. Well, maybe it was the right word.
Lattice, you know.
And then put some kind of cat's claw vine that grows quick and is hardy and takes a little water and use that as your shade structure. And it also is your decorative cover to seeing.
The big black tank.
Yeah. And it's black to keep light out because bacteria needs light source in water to grow. So the reason it's black is to keep bacteria and algae from growing. And would painting it white keep it cooler? I think it'd be a waste of white paint.
Okay.
And ultimately, on that ABS, it doesn't stick great to plastic products, and it's going to just start peeling and look awful in a couple of years out in the sun.
And he's filtering it right now through a 30-pound charcoal filtering system. Should he go to ultraviolet? How often do you have to have your well water submitted for testing?
How often? It's not regulated. You know, they recommend you test it every 6 months, but there's nothing mandating you do that.
Okay. But it's a fairly simple process to test it.
Yeah. So just test it, and if you feel you need that additional UV for quality of drinking water, then go ahead and add that. But I wouldn't make that decision without testing it, and you can send it in to whoever you bought your water treatment system from, and they can test it for you. Or if you're looking for another opinion or a new water treatment company, we've got great partners at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah. So I hope that helps him in his new custom home. What do you say, north of Surprise?
Paul's next on the line. Happy Valley, welcome to the program. I'm driving.
Hello?
Hey, Paul. See, somebody asked last hour, why don't we take more calls? There's a perfect example. You couldn't hear a word he was saying. We'll try and...
Well, I had told him, I said, I need you to come off Bluetooth. But so, Paul, if you could pull over and take off that Bluetooth, I'll get you started on this question, though. He has a home with a... It sounds like it's one story. And one of the rooms is a nice large room, and he wants to put a second story on top of that room. And he has no idea how to get started.
Yeah, we've done a lot of second stories, Paul, and a lot of people initially are nervous. They say, well, I've got to reinforce my stem wall and my foundation and my footing, and that's really not the problem when putting on a second story. Almost every foundation and footing underneath a single-story home will support a two-story home. It's not the weight of the second story that causes the problem. But what you need to do is you need to get a structural engineer involved. What is the problem is what we call the shear of the house. And if you picture the house as being a shoebox out on the ground, the shear would be the wind that comes across it, trying to move that box and move that house. And as that wind hits the side of the house, it causes the house to flex. Well, a second story addition is the equivalent of putting up a huge sail that's only going to catch more of that wind. So we have to develop shear panels that come down to the foundation, the footing, at least span the joint between the first and second story, and the shear, the engineering of the shear of the second story tends to be the bigger problem. A lot of times he's up on Happy Valley, so he's on the north side of the valley. He may be in a loft that it gives him great views, and he wants to put that second story addition up there and have it lots of glass, maybe even to a walkout patio. Well, all of that glass increases the challenges we're going to have on giving you the shear strength that you need, because glass has little to no shear panel value. We've got to do it by covering the outside of the addition with a shear panel, which is generally done with a half inch like CDX or a straighted plywood board, and then we put the siding over the top of that. So, Paul, we do it all the time. The good news is you don't have to reinforce the footings or foundations. But the bad news is if you don't adequately have an engineer design the stress loads, you're going to have an upstairs that cracks and creaks. The drywall will pop, and you'll really regret not starting with an investment with a good design, with a good structural engineer, and go from there. I hope that helps.
Glass is a very interesting material. There is, and technically it's actually a liquid, just with a very slow viscosity rate. And yet, there is a company that's developing something called solar windows, where they're integrating photovoltaic energy producing cells into the glass. And their goal is to offset skyscrapers' energy consumption during daylight.
Yeah, just wow.
Think about all those skyscrapers that are going up at Tempe Town Lake that are all glass panes. If those were all, you know, producing photovoltaic, now obviously the north side of the building isn't going to offer you a lot, but that goes back into your design, designing it to where south and west side of the glass becomes your energy producer. Amazing technology.